All right, you guys ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
Hello, Foul Monkeys fans. You have spent your whole life listening to this show, enjoying it to the point of returning to listen every time a new episode comes out. Yet, you don't seem to share the laughter with other people. You keep it to yourself for your own selfish pleasure. The device that you are wearing contains 2 6-inch stainless steel rods that are set to be driven into your eye sockets and straight into your brain, instantly killing you. The only way to stop the device from impaling both eyes and your brain is to tell 10 people about the show you have been so selfishly keeping to yourself. Laugh or die. The choice is yours. Time starts now.
I love how like non-climactic that explosion is.
Right.
Like, dude, I remember playing... Oh, yeah, by the way, this is Foul Monkeys.
Episode 155. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Brett the Awesomeness.
Trucker Mike.
And Evan.
So we have a new addition. It seems like every show that we do, we have a brand new person here.
We got to fuck more bitches, man. But we need more guys to do that, apparently. So we got another one.
Yeah, we're kind of the minority here.
What are you talking about?
Burn.
There's more straight people than gay people. Well,
yeah, but
Brett
but see,
has
Brett,
dual citizenship.
Brett is
I am not gay.
Brett is the great equalizer.
Cool, guys. That's cool.
But anyway, dude,
it's
I was going
to
say.
It's not 2.5 to 2.5.
Dude, I was going to say, I used to play Mortal Kombat 4, and there was like this fucking, you know how they have like the robots, the red one and the yellow one?
Yeah.
And the yellow one had the net, you know, like Cyrax or whatever his name was. But anyway. He'd do this fatality shit where he puts a bunch of bombs out and it like explodes the whole earth. And the explosion was like, it wasn't like some cosmic blast. It was like, psh, like that's
totally
the entire earth. Like, yeah, like totally. It was totally like,
all right,
that.
You guys talk.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Trucker Mike in the house.
Brett the Awesomeness. I had to put myself.
I'm talking now.
I had to add a name.
Evan, that's me.
The Awesomeness. That's me.
Brett the Awesomeness and Trucker Mike.
You're damn right.
What are you talking about, man? You're Brett Michaels. You are
nowhere
near
Brett Michaels.
That's hot.
You're more pedophile than you are awesome.
Ew.
That's all he is.
Burn.
So let's talk about a little bit about... Let's discuss how I can't fucking talk.
What's
right. I sound like the guy on Fat Albert that had the
mushmouth.
Mushmouth.
Hey, it's Fat Albert.
You guys only saw that like in reruns, right?
No, I actually saw the movie, the new one.
That was
the
2004
the cartoon,
dude,
dumbass.
with fucking Keenan.
I've seen reruns.
Yeah, that was horrible.
I remember when it was like original.
I watched it on a projector on your mom's fat ass.
Ooh,
I was talking about your mom, Brett.
Sorry. That's two burns.
My mom is going to listen to the show and think you guys are horrible.
Somebody count.
Well, can you tell?
Count the burns, somebody.
I know.
Yeah.
Mike,
two.
Okay.
out of the 10 million. That
so, Trucker Mike, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name's Trucker Mike, and I'm fresh from the military.
Sexy.
And he's hot, literally. Like, probably, Mike is probably our hottest guest so far.
It boosts my confidence because I don't hear it that much. So, anybody that thinks so, just let them know. And they'll get it back to me.
But yeah, we have a picture of this awesome tattoo he's got on his stomach, and it's going to go on the blog. And what's our little contest, Ricky? Tell him, please.
Oh yeah, if we can get up to 100 reviews,
how many do we have right now?
Wait, let's not make it 100 because that's a little
that's a little
crazy.
Much. Yeah, It's not all right,
so we have 60. Let's say if we get to 80 reviews.
All right, guys. 20
if
more
we get to
80
reviews, you get to see Brett's pierced penis.
Negative.
Yes.
If we get to 100, you get to see
Trucker Mike's.
Trucker Mike's. And if we get to 150, you see Brett's and Trucker Mike's put together.
No, that's definitely not going to happen.
That'll be a total of 7 piercings and a half-ass ruler tattoo.
So, yeah, man, you guys will get penis. And I know some of our listeners are girls who aren't interested in that, and some of our listeners are straight. But for all the gay ones, which I
which is the
think
majority.
Are most of them, yeah, I'm sure they'll enjoy. And
yes.
Mike's hot, trust me.
So it's still a sight to see. Even if you're not interested, you got to check it out, like a little notch in the belt, really.
Yeah, man.
Tell your friends.
I saw my first pierced penis today.
Like so, yes, if we get up to 80, we will take a picture of Mike's penis and put it on our website.
It won't just be one.
Oh. Well, we'll have the one where Mike's penis, and then we'll have the one with tongue or Herb's tongue on Mike's penis.
On a bearskin rug.
Right.
You said
watching
you said bear.
Watching Masterpiece Theater.
So it's only been like 2 days since we recorded, right?
Yeah.
So we might not have anything to talk about.
Dude, well, it's only been like 5 days since I met Mike. Talk, Mike.
I know,
talk.
Right?
I know.
What do you guys want to know?
Dude, your crazy ass stories from the fucking military, man.
We
want to
know about
Wagner.
Homosexual tendencies in the army.
Dude, Wagner has like crazy stories.
I was actually
stories.
In the Navy.
Whatever.
Right. I have a slight story about that.
There you go.
I'm monotone, so I can't talk with feminine homosexual accent, but
you can try.
But I'll just tell a little story and hope you guys enjoy. I was sitting on the mess decks, which is like the cafeteria on the aircraft carrier.
Where at?
On the USS Ronald Reagan in San Diego, California. Sunny San Diego.
Awesome.
And we were just mowing down on our grub, and this gay guy said something to one of his friends.
Oh. Who touched something?
Dude, the microphone. What?
Brett did it. I didn't touch anything. Check, check.
Are you playing with yourself, Brett?
The microphone stopped working.
Hold on. Pause.
Talk. Hello, hello, yeah, hello.
There goes.
Anyway. This gay guy, his last name was Bickle. Rhymed with pickle. Made it sound sexy.
Right.
He was talking to his friend, but his friend
so
called him
So how
did
you know he was gay?
He was flamboyant. But it was also well known.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, but he was very flamboyant. One time I was in an office
more than Herb,
way more than Herb. But I was
more
in,
than Ricky. What are you talking
yeah, but,
about?
Way more than Ricky. I was,
what the fuck,
dude? Our microphones
somebody's
hate us.
Somebody's touching something. Hold on.
No, I just
gonna have okay. To edit this so you were in an office.
So I was in an office. This little backside story to show how flamboyant he is. I was in an office, and you had to request permission to enter. And I wasn't paying attention. My back turned to the door, and then all of a sudden I hear, request permission to enter. And I turn and look, and I'm like, who's the new chick? And it turned out to be Bickle.
He was dressed as a woman?
No, he was so flamboyant,
no,
his voice was feminine.
He was like, request permission to enter.
Yeah, but more flamboyant and feminine.
Like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Hey, like, Trucker Mike. How are you?
Like drag queen square.
I'm good. But we were on the mess decks, and they got in, like, a little scuffle, but it was all jokes. And the dude turned to Bickle, and he was like, cocksucker. And then Bickle retorted, all feminine, was like, don't we put my business out on the street.
Don't we put my business out on the street.
So we had a good 30-minute laugh, but some people were homophobes, like, oh, I can't eat, but... I was giggling and mowing down on my hot dog. It's no big deal.
Oh, exotic.
I bet you were.
Kind of sexy.
I don't like mayonnaise, though, so it was, like, clean.
Yeah.
Man mayonnaise?
That's my
I don't
man
like
mayonnaise.
Man mayonnaise either, but regular mayonnaise is dirty, too.
Miracle Whip.
Another story from the military. We had just pulled into Malaysia. And we got off the boat.
Sucky, $5. That's all I can think of.
This is yeah, probably the greatest story in the world.
It just might be. We pulled in and had to take a taxi cab to Hard Rock
Cafe.
Yeah,
they have that in Malaysia.
Yes,
they're all around the world.
They also have one in the UAE. That was the first one that I got thrown out of. The one in Malaysia was
What's
the second
UAE?
One I got thrown out of. United Arab Emirates.
Oh, Dubai.
Yeah, Dubai. Yeah. So I was in the Sard Rock, and we were drinking, and we got crazy, and I flashed some people, and we stole some balloons, and then we went out to the smoking area, and they had a mini bar there, and nobody was there to guard it, so I stole a fifth of vodka and drank half of it, and then brought the rest to my friend and was like, here you go, a happy birthday. The bartender came up and tried to steal it back from us, and my friend was like, no, no, he gave it to me for my birthday. He bought it. There's no way he'd steal it. And the bartender was like, if he paid for it, there'd be a blue sticker on it, and there's no blue sticker.
Oh.
So there, that was proof that I stole it, and I got asked to leave.
And then it was all Broke Down Palace from there.
Right.
No.
Did you see that movie?
No.
It's awesome.
What's it about?
It has Claire Danes in it. It's about these two girls that go to, like, Malaysia or somewhere, and they break the law, and they're put into a women's prison for, like, 60 years. And
hot.
Not real hot, because, like, one of them has a cockroach that crawls in her ear, and it affects her ear. It's, like, all fucked up.
And there's
up.
Nothing they can do
And it's
there.
A true story. It's a true story. It's yeah, really good.
They have another movie that's about, like...
Brett, we're going to need you to be a little more masculine
Phoenix.
And talk louder.
Masculine? I'm masculine. Look at me.
Stop being so mousy.
What?
Squeak, squeak.
Shut up. All right. There's a movie that's has Joaquin Phoenix in it that... It's like
Walk the
same,
Line?
No, it's they go to Malaysia and they have like a bunch of hash and they get arrested and then hung and all kinds of stuff. It's crazy.
Dude, for real?
Yeah. You never heard of it?
No.
It's
So do you guys want to share the microphone?
Yeah, you guys.
And then because Brett keeps touching it. And
I'm not touching it. If I was touching it.
I'm talking about
like,
the microphone, not your penis.
See, I can touch it and not do anything. It's just random.
Okay, whatever.
Needless to say, I didn't get arrested for stealing.
That's
good. Because I'm here. But we went to another bar, whereas I blacked out and three of my friends hopped into a taxi cab to get hookers.
This is the story I was talking
Malaysian
about.
I come to in a hotel room where they're bringing women to me, and I black out again. But from what I'm told, I grabbed the third woman out of the line, and there were... other women coming, so I was just like, you, now. We went upstairs, and she goes to bathe me, and she was intimidated by my penis piercings, so she rolled out, and the man came in, and was like, what? And I'm like, bam, there it is. And he was like, hand job? And I'm like, no, fuck that shit, give me my money back. So he's like, I'll bring somebody else up. So I had already bathed, so I was in a towel watching a soccer game with one light on, trying to look seductive.
Football.
And she comes in, and... sees it, and she's like, oh, my boyfriend has that. And I'm like, cool.
This is all true, by the way, listeners, for anybody that doesn't believe, since he kind of sounds drunk right now. And it sounds like a drunken story that didn't happen, but yeah, it's true.
It happened. I'll let you talk to people.
Well, penis pictures proof.
So she kind of gets on the bed and starts, she gets me hard because they don't want mouth to skin, so she rubs me to get me hard, puts on the condom. And then she starts sucking me off, and earlier that day I didn't go to bed till like 4 o'clock in the morning. So a friend of mine and I were talking about how it's awesome to have women eat their asshole. And I was like, I've never had that done, I should try it. So here I am drunk, flashback of talking to this man doing it, and I lead her into it. She's sucking me off, and I'm like, lick my balls. And she does it. So I'm like, oh, yeah, eat my ass. And she does it, and it was the most amazing experience of my life.
And
I started jerking off a little bit, trying to, like, make the moment last. I had to stop so the moment would last.
Right. And in that moment, Mike got a little gear.
Magical experience. Magical. So then she starts writing me because I paid for it, so I don't want to work for that shit.
Right.
But then I get the bright idea to go doggy, but I'm too drunk that I lose my coordination and fall on top of her like all those cheesy pornos. And then I bust my nut, and she showers me, and then I get dressed, and I go back to my friend who was talking to the cab driver that took us there, and supposedly you have to be able to speak 6 languages to even get a job there. And we had lost my other friend. We'll call him Mark Griffin because that's his name. And he's in Texas. And his wife won't know because she doesn't listen to this.
Right.
So we'll call him Mark Griffin. And
as we get sued tomorrow. Right.
That might be a lie. But we'll just call him Anonymous.
There we go.
He was blacked out drunk, and he was like, yeah, don't tell my wife, but I'm just going to get a massage. So we look over the whole place for him, can't find him. And we're like, fuck this shit, we'll just get in trouble. We go back. He's at the bus stop puking his brains out. And that's basically the end of the story.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us something awesome, like he was like poisoned or something.
No, he just overdrank. He bought me a drink at the at one of the bars, and he's like, you owe me. So we got into a bitch drink buying contest, and I start off with an Appletini, and I bought it for him.
That is a bitch drink.
Yeah. And then he brought something else for me, and I don't know, but then I finished him off with the blowjob, which is Southern Comfort with whipped cream on top.
That's disgusting.
But dude, you didn't have to do that, right?
Ugh. And you got to go like this?
Yeah, from somebody else.
That's pretty gay, Mike.
I didn't do it. I bought it for him.
Oh, he had to do it.
Yeah. Bitch, I bought it for him because competition.
Yeah, but see, if we took a sound clip of you just saying that one part, it would be perfect, yeah, man.
So I had to buy him a blowjob, and I gave it to him.
Exactly.
You don't even have to clip that shit out. It's right there.
But the cream turned out on his face.
Yeah, so Mike is like... Mike is... I wouldn't call him a bear. I'll call him like... What is he, like a cub?
A cuddly teddy bear.
He's kind of like cubbish, and and he kind of looks like John Ritter. I think he looks like John Ritter. But like, you know, hot and young and pudgier and not dead and old and Three's Company.
Covered in tattoos.
Right. But
yeah, he is hot. He has a lot of tattoos.
But yeah, honestly, like... Well, we should take some regular pictures too. I mean, like, just, you know, just show...
Oh,
like,
we can do
whole.
Some like... glamour shots.
Yeah, dude, that'd be hilarious. Or like high
this.
School photos.
I'm totally down for that.
I kind of want it in front of the beads.
Can we put
like a whole 70s vibe?
Can we put you in a tutu or something?
Yeah, okay, I'm down.
Cool.
I ain't got no shame.
You think they can hide the baldness?
That's not possible.
Dude, the Charlie Brown is like eternally Charlie Brown. It will only become more.
Just look up when you do it.
Absolutely. Chin up.
Dude, you can wear Ricky's hat, remember?
Oh, yeah. My cool hat.
That's a badass hat.
It makes Brett 2% cooler when he wears it.
How does it feel to have my gay sweat all over your head?
It feels good.
It's salty.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I've never tasted it, but...
Yes, you have.
Dude, you're kinky ass. Of course you have.
I know, Brett. Why don't you tell him about your fetish?
I'm not...
Assless chaps.
Right. I do not do assless chaps. Well, maybe
yeah, but he goes to... Well, wait. Can I talk about this?
Can we talk about it?
I go to a club.
That happens to be a gay bar club. Like 6 days of the week, except for this one day.
Except for this one day, two times a month.
Which I'm sure there's still gay people there.
Dude, and there's gay like microscopic material that you're sitting on and stuff.
Ooh. Oh, you're right.
You know, it really shocked me. I went into this bathroom, and I thought I was going to be like all urinals, but it was an entire women's bathroom, and that's all they had. Were there holes
between each stall? Usually
yeah, because women put their puss up to a hole and have one of them eat it out.
Well,
yeah, man, if it's thin enough.
I'd go there if that was the case.
Mike knows.
You would have to dress as a woman, though, to do it.
I'm down. I'd just be like, hey, baby.
You look like Bugs Bunny, man.
Show my stomach tattoo. They'd be down. They'd be like, oh, yeah.
Like, I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, we should all take some group photos and some glamour shots and some like.
Wouldn't
prom.
That be hilarious?
That would be cool.
I think it'd be hot.
And we could put like the blur over the lens so we all look sexy.
So I look like 90s.
And young.
Yeah. Kind of like almost. Right.
Well, I guess I'm the only old one. So.
Well, not as gay as the village people, but we could all be shirtless holding like a sledgehammer and an axe just kind of hanging out.
All of us.
That would be great. With suspenders.
Yeah.
With no shirt on, but with that hat on with the big ball on top of
like
it.
Like together. The band.
Oh my God. Yeah,
you
dude.
Plus me equals us. That's calculus.
I've never heard of that.
I'm getting gayer and gayer as I talk here.
I can't believe you don't know. Look it up on Sansa right now, babe. Or do you have the CD?
Yeah, what was the CD called?
Together.
Oh, it's just Together.
Yeah.
You can look it up on YouTube. Just play the music video.
Yeah, play there. I know my calculus.
So we can last night I dreamed of an overweight lady. But I need your
hand to keep up my pace. Who's gonna be JT or QT?
The cute one?
Yeah.
That'd definitely be me.
Yeah.
calculus. U plus me equals us.
Oh, it doesn't say the word. And then we have the dance remix, I think, or...
All those girls, block upon block upon block. They all come here looking
it's
for
the Dream Maker Club mix.
I'm scared.
Right. Dude, that was a really funny MTV show. Like, MTV pretty much sucks, but that was an actually funny show.
Say it, don't spray it. That's in 2000. I cannot believe that was 2000. That's crazy.
My favorite was Mickey, the gangster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the one with the badass. And then there's, whoa, Rub One Out. They make it all Boys to Men.
What's the one where it's like the hardest part of breaking up is getting
it's
back your stuff?
It's not on the CD.
It's
I
not?
You know, but it is, they do sing that.
Is that really the Folgers music?
What do you mean?
The hardest part of breaking up, Folgers in your cup.
No,
dude. That's
no,
that's
the hardest
the best,
part of breaking
the best
up is
part
getting
of waking
back
up.
Your stuff.
Oh, whatever.
I think you just burned yourself, bro.
Dude, I think I did too.
That's
but that's
burn
what
number
that
three.
Reminds me of. That's what it sounds like to me.
Dude, that's the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Exactly. That's exactly what it sounds
fill
like.
Fill it to the rim with brown.
Who drinks coffee here? Does anybody drink coffee?
I like coffee.
Really?
Espresso.
I have an espresso machine. Look, I haven't even opened it yet.
Dude, Brett, okay, reason number like 542 why you might be gay.
Because you like espresso. Because
you like espresso. Dude, okay,
espresso
any,
roast
look,
is
look.
The best. It's
any
dark,
drink,
dark coffee.
Yeah, but any drink that comes in a cup like the size of a shot glass that doesn't have alcohol in it sucks my ass.
True.
Do you like your coffee like you like your men?
Black and short.
Black and strong.
Burn number four.
That's like four.
All right,
lots
so we
of
have,
cream, of head
I
cream.
Hate all of you.
We have a phone call.
You wanna
go over?
I have a poem
yeah.
For,
yeah.
For color.
We only have one phone call. Can you believe that? Oh, we have a 2-year anniversary coming up.
Yeah, let's have
if
one phone call.
If you can give us a call, 206-984-FOWL, leave us a 2-year anniversary. We will be recording around April 27th. The show will be released on April 29th, the 2-year anniversary.
Send us some stuff. Leave us a review. We like cards. We like chocolate. We like sex toys, but only if they haven't been used.
Yeah, we don't do used sex toys.
I like money. Lots
well,
of money.
Well, actually, the people that get things are only Herb and myself.
Right.
Money.
You guys do this for fun. We
they
do
might give you
like
a book, like a
I'm
guide to coming out or something.
Yeah, they're going to give you a guide to coming out.
I want some money.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Hey, boys. This is Andy. Big friend Drew on LJ and, you know, every big gay profile site out there. I, realized recently that I've been a little slack and I haven't listened to you guys in a
yeah,
while.
You suck.
So this morning after my daily masturbation time that I set
aside
for myself.
Nice.
All right, let's pause this for a second.
You gotta
okay. Who here has daily masturbation times?
I do.
Like, wait, is it like routine at a certain time every time?
Well, just...
Because I think for us it's like whenever.
I yeah. Have nightly, like when I'm going to bed.
I have a girlfriend.
Time to flog them.
Oh, please. Don't go there.
That kind of takes away.
Dude, no way. I still jerk off and we do it all the time.
Oh, well, I'm not saying that I don't. I'm just saying it's not like
okay.
A regular, like,
man, when I had
all
a girlfriend,
the time kind of thing.
I'd beat off more than I did when I didn't have a girlfriend.
Well, I would, too, if I was smelling fish all the time.
You bastard.
Dude, you know what's kind of funny is, like, well, first of all, Andy sounds different than he does on the phone. But Andy, okay, this is, like just hearing all this, it's just funny when I think about who Andy is. Andy
he's
is
like a dad.
Yeah, Andy is a 39-year-old guy with two kids who divorced his wife that he was married to for like 11 years, and then now he lives with his boyfriend and lives in Maryland. And he's really crazy and very like young-hearted. Like when you look at him, it's like you wouldn't think 39, but the fact that he's calling up our podcast and telling us about his daily jerk-off time, and it's like, it's like, dude, it's like, dude, you're a dad. Like, don't.
Here we go.
You can't say that kind of
we'll
thing.
We'll finish
on,
it up
on the radio.
I downloaded the last 6. Freaking episodes of your little show there, and so I've been
little show there
marathon all day here at work, and Jesus, you people are gay. and I'm just waiting for Herb to call me back because he told me, oh, let me look at my clock, 4 hours ago that he was going to call me after lunch.
Flake.
And so I've just been listening like to
Brett.
Him, so it's like I've been talking to him all
Flick-a-puss.
Along. And I want to wish you a happy anniversary on your second anniversary of your little show there.
And, it's always a little.
It's not little.
Guys, I love show. Love guys. I will talk to you soon. Maybe. See ya.
Okay, Andy, the first thing, you're going to have to put a little bit more effort in the two-year anniversary message because that does not count.
Dude, no, it has been a while, and we're actually, we're going to go see him for Thanksgiving, so that should be cool.
Yeah, before I go see my country famine.
Yeah, we're going to, like, drive up to Maryland and then drive down to Virginia and spend Thanksgiving there, but we'll probably spend, like, a night there or something. So
be cool. No, because we get to leave on Friday.
So what are you saying?
So we'll probably stay there, like, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then drive to Virginia.
You want
to
do the long haul, huh?
I'll show you a long haul.
I think Andy will show you a long haul. I don't know.
No, that's more like you.
Right, so can I do my poem now?
Yes, you
okay.
can.
So, as I say on every show, for those of you who haven't listened, if you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, which I know sucks, iTunes sucks, I hate it, but go on there, leave us a review, I'll write a poem about you or about something that has to kind of do with you. Because most of the people I don't know personally, so I just kind of have to make up shit. But anyway, so we got a review from Mr. Medhad G. It's M-E-D-H-A hyphen G. And to me, it sounds like Haji, like from Johnny Quest. So I was like, I need to totally make a poem about this. All right, so, okay. Haji like Haji from Johnny Quest. Keep coming back. You know we fuck best. You snake charm your way into getting a mention, so hopefully your ass can take an extension. We're foul monkeys and we pile drive it hard. It's our 2-year anniversary. Send us a card.
Awesome.
Nice. That's good.
So, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Because I don't even know who that is. I mean, it could be,
yeah.
I don't even know if it's a guy or a girl.
Ma Haji, WBD.
Haji.
Ibi Ibi. Sim Sim Libin. Tell us where you're from, how you found us, and if your boobs are bigger than Lauren's on the Frapper page.
You know,
the Frapper map.
You know how I know you're gay? Because you have Boy George on your iTunes right now.
Who doesn't love a little bit of Boy George?
A little Wham.
A little Duran Duran.
Oh, sounds like crap. The Crying Game.
I don't remember that shit. All
it's
I can remember
movie.
Is Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? And Karma Chameleon.
A Little Careless Whisper.
That's George
That's
Michaels.
George Michael, dude.
That's romance.
That's awesome. That was a good song, actually. A lot of people cover George Michael, man. For being like... didn't he get in trouble with, like, the law or something? Yeah, there it goes.
Yeah, he was in a bathroom and propositioned a man for sex, and that, I believe that's when he came out.
And, like, what?
Well, I don't
what, did they arrest him for that shit?
Yeah,
what?
He was arrested.
For that?
Yeah.
It's, well, just like that senator in Minnesota.
Prostitution, yeah.
That's why I get all my hookers in foreign countries.
That's not prostitution,
where United States
man.
Law doesn't abide.
Did like, he hey, Brett, money? Can I blow you? That's not prostitution.
Well, if he didn't offer money.
No, but he did it in a bathroom, like...
Like,
place.
For money?
No. I don't
think. I think they're just
for
trying
money?
To be hard on him because they
I
were like...
I thought it was a male prostitute.
I don't know, man.
Oh. No, I think it was just a gay person.
Yeah, I think it was this guy.
We should Google that shit.
Right? Wikipedia, man.
This is the fucking song.
Oh, shit. I Want Your Sex was awesome, man. That whole album was good. Faith is like... That's like probably one of the best albums ever. You know, for being from a British gay guy.
I like the song, even though all this that we're doing is illegal, and I could probably, you know, get
yeah,
sued forever for
yeah,
it.
Let's not talk about that.
More cowbell.
Let's go a little bit into the song. Damn. There we go.
Yeah, it's like a 10-minute song.
Because this is part one and two.
Doesn't the video have, like, some chick dancing around, too?
It has
it's
a
all,
bunch of
it's
models.
All, like, black and white and shit? Yeah.
Oh, no, that was Faith, wasn't it?
No, Faith is the one with him and the guitar.
What's the one with
and
all...
In the black jacket.
Yeah, what's the one with all the models? Yeah, Faith. This is the one with all the models in it. Like Naomi Campbell and that white chick.
And that white... Kylie Minogue?
No white chick.
No. But yeah, that's it. All right, so we're at 29 minutes.
All right, man.
Sweet.
So, I know, that's a fast show,
we
huh?
can just do this one, right? Or we can do another one?
We can just do this one.
That's cool. Yeah, I want to play some Smash Brothers.
All right, give us a call at 206-984-FOWL. Or that's 3685 for people that don't use text messaging. Whatever.
Right. For people that have sidekicks and we can't see the letters and the numbers, that's what it is.
Or for people like Brett who just don't know how to read.
Five.
Yeah. That was so remember, visit our website, visit our MySpace, leave us a review on iTunes and I will write you a poem.
2 year anniversary.
20 more interviews, or excuse me, 20 more reviews, and we will show you Mike's penis. And he doesn't care, man. He'll show it like for
don't
whatever.
Don't give a fuck.
So,
are you going to show? Can we take like a picture of a cum shot too?
If I get drunk enough, probably.
Right.
Okay. I kick it at TA Slammers too. Feeling froggy, just hit me up there. It's usually a weekend thing.
Dude, I like how you say that, man. Froggy, that's cool. I like that.
Feeling froggy. Mm-hmm. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. I was going to say Ryan Tarpley. It's going to work on a poster for us.
Because Evan totally resembles Ryan Tarpley.
That's one burn towards Evan.
I'm going to kill everyone here.
And he's going to work on flyers for us. And if we get flyers, we'll make a bunch of copies of them, and we'll send them to our listeners, and you guys have to spread them throughout your city and junk
like
and stuff.
Like HIV positive.
Yeah, just spread it like it's full-blown AIDS. Just, I mean.
Spread it like a monkey, nigga.
Yeah. Oh.
That's completely
we're going to have to
for.
Beep that out.
I totally know.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Racist.
But if you like that one story from Trucker Mike, I got many more.
Oh, yes. We'll have tales from Trucker Mike, too.
Right.
How about that?
We need like a name for it, though. We need like a jiggy
jig. We have to come up with a theme song
for
him.
Yeah, jiggy jig, you know? Because Wagner's Tales from the Wagon, so he's going
to
be like...
And we want to get the theme song to Oregon Trail for that.
Since it's Trucker Mike, it could be like...
Tales from the Bandit.
Hitchhike with Mike.
That's good.
Holy...
Brett, that's like
the
smartest thing
you've
ever
said. You just took off like two burns right there.
Dude, I'm a genius, okay? That's just how it is.
Total burns for the show, 3.
Right
now.
we took off 4 and 5.
-2 because I'm so awesome.
Negatives.
That's one more. You burned yourself.
Right. Dude, there is no.
It was awesome.
There is no go past
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that's why you burned yourself because you're not that awesome.
I'll burn you, bitch.
I burned your mom's face with my dick and around.
Ooh.
Ow, man.
Pokemon. And she has blisters.
All right, that was another one.
That's how burned
she is. I can't wait till your mom like somehow hears this. Like your brother's going to be like, hey, mom, yeah, our gay friends do this podcast, and we were like totally on it. You should listen. And then they're going to hear this bullshit.
My mom got a new iPod. iPhone. So,
she got an iPhone?
Yeah.
Dude, your mom has an
she
iPhone?
She kicks ass.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell her to listen to you guys.
I don't even use mine hardly. But anyway. Oh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say my stepdad got one and he broke it the first day.
Right.
Oh,
he stood on it.
He just dropped it and just fell apart.
Oh, he's stupid.
Yeah, definitely.
Dumbass. Right.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Brett.
Trucker Mike.
And Evan.
What about
well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show. But don't worry, the boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.